Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Tov Tazayin. We are up to Sif Gimel. We're on the second line of page Reish Pei Aleph, which is the page following 560. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Zesh Amarnu Shiesh Lo L'Orev Shnei Eruvim B'Shtei Ruchos L'Shnei Hayomim. That which we said in Sif Aleph, that a person can make two separate Eruvim if he wants, in two different directions, for two different days of Yontif, or for Yontif and Shabbos. Hu Sheyia Efshar Lo L'Hagia L'Kol Echad M'Shnei HaEruvim B'Yom HaRishon. In order for that to work, he has to be able to reach both Eruvim on the first day. But if he's not able to reach the Eruv that was set aside for the second day on the first day, Ein Eruv Hasheni Eruv, the second day Eruv is not going to be good. Sho'eruv mitzvaso she'ia besuda ha'ru'uya mibodyom. Because the mitzvah of an Eruv is that it has to be a suda that is fitting for mibodyom before that day that you want the Eruv to be chal. It has to be shayach mibodyom before that day starts. And in this case, since he can't get to the Eruv of the second day on the first day, that's not called an Eruv that is ready while it is still day, before the day that the Eruv is supposed to be chal kicks in. Kate said, how so? Let's get to a practical example. Hare shehiniach Eruvo berichok alpayim ama mebesa luruach mizrach. A person placed his Eruv for the first day of Yontif 2,000 amos to the east of his house, v'samach olav liyom rishon, and he relied on that Eruv for the first day of Yontif, v'iniach Eruv sheni b'richuk ama achas, and he placed his Eruv for the second day, one ama away, o mea, or 100 amos away, o elaf, or 1,000 amos away, b'ruach marav, to the west side of his house, v'samach olav liyom sheni, and he was relying on that Eruv to be his Eruv for the second day of Yontif. Ein ze hasheni Eruv, this Eruv that he set up for the second day on the west of his house, even if it's just one amma to the west, is not a good Eruv. Sheharei bayom rishon ein ze Eruv hasheni roi lo mibod yom, because that Eruv that he set up for the second day is not fitting for the first day, lefi she'enu yochol lahagia elav, because he's not able to get to the Eruv of the second day on the first day. Sharei lo nishalo beruach marav klum, because since he made his Eruv for the first day 2,000 amos to the east of his house, he can't go even one amma to the west of his house on the first day, and therefore the Eruv for the second day, which is put on the west of his house, is not fit and not able to be gotten to on the first day. Avol, however, im hiniach eruvo berichok elaf v'chamesh meos mibesa beruach mizrach, but if he didn't put his Eruv 2,000 amos to the east, rather, he placed the Eruv 1,500 amos to the east of his house, v'samach olav liyom rishon, and he relied on that Eruv for the first day, v'hiniach Eruv sheni rochok mibeso l'ruach marav v'sol chamesh meos amav v'samach olav liyom sheni, and he placed his Eruv for the second day to the west of his house within 500 amos of his house, and he was relying on that for day two, Hareza Eruv, that Eruv for the second day would be a good Eruv. Sharei Efsher Shiagia Lo Biyom Rishon, because he's able to reach the Eruv to the west of his house on the first day as well. Because since in the second case his Eruv for the first day is only 1,500 amos to the east, he still has on the first day 500 amos that he can go to the west. And therefore, since the Eruv for the second day is within the 500 amos to the west, where he's allowed to go the first day, that allows the second day Eruv to be chal, and that would work. So to summarize, it has to be that on the first day of Yontif, you could reach the Eruv that you set up for the second day. So if the Eruv for the first day, again, is to the east, 2,000 amos, if the Eruv for the second day is to the west of the house at all, it's not going to be good because you can't get to it the first day. But if your Eruv to the east for the first day is 1,500 amos away, so then if your Eruv for the second day is to the west within 500 amos, in which case you can get there the first day, it would be a good Eruv for the second day. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Chav Aleph Zesha Amarnu, that which we said Hainu Betchila Sif Aleph, that which we said in the beginning of Sif Aleph, again that you can make two separate Eruvim for the two separate days of Kedusha, whether it's Shabbos and Yontif or 2 days of Yontif, you can make it in two different directions. It has to be that you can get to the second day Eruv on the first day. Sekatan Chavav Shia Efshelo Hainu Shelo Yu Rechokim Zemi Ze Yoser Melpaim. It means to say that the two Eruvin should not be a distance of each other more than 2,000 amos. Uki de Mefarish, like the Mechaber, goes on to explain. Sipkaton Chavzayin, the Mechaber said, Sha'eruv mitzvaso shia besuda haruya mibodyom. The Eruv has to be a suda that's roi mibodyom from before that day starts. Says the Mishabura, Da'af de kinyan ha'eruv hu betchilas yom hasheni. Even though the Zman of the kinyan of the Eruv for the second day is in the beginning of the second day, Mikom bakom tzarech shia roi lo lahagia velechom misof yom harishom. Still, it has to be that you're able to get to it and to eat it already at the end of the first day. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion at Ost HaZayin, he says a very important point, which really clarifies what's going on over here. He says, V'laniyaz daiti efshir k'tas lahazbir. Says the Chavos Chaim, my humble opinion, we could explain a little bit, mishum de ben hashmashos hu zman kinyas eruv. We know the zman of the kinyan of the eruv is during ben hashmashos, v'hu safek yom rishon yom sheni. So the Bein HaShmashos leading into the second day of Yontav, which is the Zman of the Kinyan of the Eruv for the second day, that Zman of Bein HaShmashos is really a suffix if it's the end of the first day or the beginning of the second day. So Al Kain Tzarech Shia Roi Lo Lovo V'Lechol Af Im Yom Rishon Hu. Therefore, on the Tzad of Bein HaShmashos, which is a suffix Yom Suffix Laila, is still Yom and it's still part of the first day, so you have to be able to get to your Eruv in a Zman when the Erev is being Chal, which is during Bein HaShmashos, on the Tzadar is Yom Rishon, so it has to be that you're able to reach your Erev for Yom Sheni on Yom Rishon. And if you look at note number 9, he points out a very beautiful point, and that is, V'af she'shnei yomim tovim shagaluyos echad mehemuchol. This whole din is a little bit funny, asked the Magen Avram, because when we have 2 days of Yontif, when it involves Yom Sheni Shagaluyos, really it's a Sveikah Diyoma, and one of the days is really Chol. And if that's the case, that it's really a sveik of the yoma, so manavshach, either way, whichever day is yontav, whichever day is chol, the eruv should really be fine. Sheim hayom harishon hu chol. If the first day of yontav is really a weekday, harei rashai lavo le'eruvo. So then, of course, he can reach his eruv whoever it is. It should be fine, even if it's more than 2,000 amos from the other eruv. V'im hayom hasheni hu chol, and if the second day is really chol, einu tzarach lo klal, then you don't even need an eruv for the second day because it's a weekday. So manavshach, the eruv could be 2,000 amos away from the eruv for the first day. It should still be fine because either the day number 2, which is what you need the Eruv for, is really a weekday, so you don't need an Eruv, or the first day is Chol, and really you can go there. So what's the problem over here? So Kosov Magen Avram, the Magen Avram explains, Shekevon Shelemaisa Nohagin Bishnei Hayomim Kedusha. Even though it's true, the Sekad Yom is right, and on paper things really work out, Mamanov Shach, but Lemaisa we're knowing 2 days of Kedusha. And the bottom line is, halach lemaisa, you can't go the first day to eat the eruv for the second day. So the meila einu nechshav eruv liyom hasheni, so it can't be considered an eruv for the second day. Kevan shetzaruch shebemitzias, we need that lemaisa yachal lavo lecho. We need you to be able to go on the first day and actually eat the eruv for the second day. V'harei aser lo lavo machmas sveikah d'yoma, but you can't do it because of sveikah d'yoma. So even though if you break it down, it's really a mamonoshach that it should be okay. B'zakta Magen Avram, it's not enough that a mamonoshach it should be okay. It has to be lemaisa that you have access to this Erev number 2 on day number 1. And because we're acting the Kedusha on both days because of the Sveik of the Yoma, so you don't have access if they're more than 2,000 amos apart from each other. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Chav Ches. After the Mechaber brought the case that doesn't work, because the Erev to the east was 2,000 amos away, so the Erev to the west can't be Chal. He then brought an example where the Erev to the east was only 1,500 amos away, so if the Erev to the west is within 500 amos, so then it would be good. Says the Mishabua Rochok Mibeso Luruch Marav, Hainu Kishabesahu Basada. This whole discussion is talking about where your house is a standalone house in the field. Avalemhu Ba'ir. But if the house would be in a city, so Kol Ha'ir Chashuva Ka'arba Amos. Then the whole city, as we learned, is considered like Arba Amos. And then we would measure the 2,000 amot chum from outside the wall of the city. So this whole discussion of it being 2,000 amos or 1,500 amos and in the other direction is talking about where there's only your house. And that's all we're handling. If it would be a city, then we have to factor in the 2,000 amos from the walls of the city. So if to the west you made the Erev Yom Sheni within 500 amos, then it will be okay. Haklal bazeh, the rule in general that we're discussing over here is, bein shehircha ka'erev mitzadzeh harbi yoma'at, whether you distance your Erev on the first day a lot from your house or a little from your house. La'olam tzarech shiyah ha'eruv ha'sheni shekenegdo einu meruchuk minu yosem yalpayim. We need the eruv that you're putting down for the second day in the other direction to be within 2,000 amos of your first eruv, and that way you'll always be able to access the eruv of Yom Sheni on Yom Rishon. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud, Yom HaKippurim hareyu k'shabbos. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, bein le'inyan eruvei chatzeros, bein le'inyan eruvei tchumen. Both l'gabe an eruv chatzeros, which allows carrying, and l'gabe an eruv tchumen, which allows walking beyond the tchum, Yom Kippur is exactly like Shabbos. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed, diyesh bo iser hotzah kemolo Shabbos. Yom Kippur has an iser hotzah just like Shabbos, v'al kein shayich bo kol elu hadvarim, therefore all these things are shayach to Yom Kippur, just like they are on Shabbos. As opposed to the Mechaber Vayter and Sefhei that says, Yom Tov noeg bo eruvei tchumen aval lo eruvei chatzeros. Yontif, not Yom Kippur, so then you're noeg only eruv tchumen, the isra of going outside the tchum, where the eruv tchumen helps you, but it's not negeya, the eruvei chatzeros says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed Aleph, why in Yontif do we say, you don't need an eruv chatzeros, mishum de'ein isra hotza b'yontov, there is no isra of hotza on Yontif. The ayin b'simin tov kuf yudches b'achronim. Look in simin tov kuf yudches in the achronim. The mikom makom that still kishum arei ve'ruvei chatzeros l'shabbos. That when one is making an eruv chatzeros for Shabbosos, yichlo gam yomtov, he should include that also for yontov. Why is that? Mishum dvarim she'ein tzorech hayom klol, for things that are not needed for that day at all. Dvarim she'ein tzorech hayom klol, that you're not allowed to carry on yontov. The osur gam yontov lo eruv. So the rule about Yontov, we pass on that Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds the concept of Mitoch, and since we're allowed to do Malacha for Ochel Nefesh, we're allowed to carry for Ochel Nefesh, we're allowed to carry for other Yontov needs. But even according to Beis Hillel, if it's not a Yontov need, you're allowed, not allowed to carry. So even though, in general, we don't need an Erev Chatzeros, B'zakta Mishavura from the Achrona, when you're making an Erev already for the Shabbosos, you should include Yontov, and that way, not only can you carry food, not only can you carry needs of Yontov, you'd also be able to carry things that you normally wouldn't be able to carry in Yontov, which are things that are not needs of Yontov. That concludes Simen Tov Tezayim, and that concludes the Halachos of Eruvei Tchumen, and the entire Sugya of Hilchos Erevin, and Emirat Hashem. In the next year, we will begin Hilchos Rosh Chodesh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.